set our goals and reach the highest star. Things that we were after were much better from afar. And here we stand, just me and you, with everything and nothing too. It wasn't worth the price we had to pay. Honey, take me home. Let's go back to yesterday. I miss the hungry years. Once upon a time, lovely love ago, we didn't have a dime. Those days of me and you, we lost along the way. How could I be so blind not to see
decided to make the first two songs the songs that we play back to back, because I couldn't really decide between Kris Kristofferson and Rita Coolidge, or just Rita Coolidge. And as regular listeners will know, I love them both. So in the end, I thought, you know what, my show, I'll do what I want. Hope you enjoyed it. First up, we heard Loving You Was Easier, and then, of course, The Hungry Years, written by Neil Sedaka and the other guy, Cody, what's his name? So welcome to the program, and I've got some good stuff for you this week. I think it's fair to say a varying mix of a lot of music. We have our Ann and Ernie Song of the Week, which is going to come quite close to the end of the program this week, actually, for no other reason than I choose the songs first and then choose the Ann and Ernie Song out of the songs that I've chosen. So enough explanation, don't you think? Here's John Denver.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Beside you, let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me.
Let me give my life
night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like the sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
Still one of the loveliest songs ever written, John Denver and Annie's Song. This is James Blunt.
Seen pain resting on the shoulders of your name. Do you see the truth through all their lies? Do you see the world through troubled eyes? And if you want to talk about it anymore, cry on my shoulder. I'm a friend. I have seen, but I have seen death. Live to see a lover's final breath. Do you see my guilt? Should I feel fright? Is the fire of hesitation burning bright? And if you want to talk about it once again, on you I depend. I'll cry on your shoulder. You're a friend. You and I have lived through many things. I'll hold on to your heart. I wouldn't cry for anything. But don't go tearing your life apart. Seen fate, seen the look of anger on your face. And if you want to talk about what will be, come and sit with me and cry.
Album. I think it was his first album that he actually recorded. It was very good. It was called Back to Bedlam. That was James Blunt and Cry. Coming up right after this, the Chicks, this being...
You're listening to The Romance Hour, 60 minutes of the world's greatest love songs with Roy Beagley.
She was only 27 years of age, and it has stood the test of time. But that was not her singing it. Singing it were the Chicks, Dixie Chicks at the time, but the Chicks now. And the song was called Landslide. Now, not one, but two from the great Dusty Springfield.
You asked me to live here with you. If I could love, you know I would. I can't give you my heart. My hand, though you want it, I can't give you the love I know I should. And I tell you, there's nobody else. It's not you, I'm just afraid. Will you show me the way so I'm sure that I love you? Show me how true love is made. If I could, I would give you my heart and my hand. I'd give you the sea,
a song taken from a really good album of Dusty's. The Dusty Springfield album was called The Look of Love, and the song there was Give Me Time. And before that, from another great album, actually, Dusty in Memphis, she was singing Live Here With You. Let's see, how are we doing time-wise? You know what, I think I'm going to switch the next two songs around so that we can give listeners in Australia, or some listeners in Australia,
warning, and he's gotta look out too. The beauty of the High Sierra, and she's looking out for you. Across the sky, they line up for him every night. Some have wings and others sing, the rest do lazy ballets in the air. What about the one who said he loved you? What about the one who said he cared? Off in the High Sierra, but don't bother looking there.
Into Light album from Boz Scaggs, and that was called Sierra. Now here's somebody, I don't think we've ever had this gentleman on the Romance Hour before, with No Man Is an Island. Here is Harry Siegel.
No. wanna go crazy like the dogs in the yard. I wanna cut the rope, but it's getting so much harder. I think I'll play poker, stay out every night, throw stones at the water in the morning light. I wanna be lazy like the dogs in the yard. Why can't I fly tonight? Why can't I sleep all morning? I'm going out of my mind.
Came from the film Fame, and it was called Dogs, plural, Dogs in the Yard. And before that, Harry Secombe with No Man is an Island. Coming up now, we have a real fine Scottish lady. She has a great voice on her. She sings or sang. I think she still sings with a group called Texas, and she does her own stuff as well. Here she is with God Bless the Child. It is the great, and I do mean great, Charlene Spiteri.
Them that's got shall gain, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible say, and it still is news. Mama behave, Papa behave, but God bless the child that's got his own. Got his own. Yes, the strong gets more while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may hate, Papa may. God bless the child who's got his own, who's got his own. Spend crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. He just worry about nothing, 'cause he's got his
good, didn't I? Charlene Spiteri and God Bless the Child. You are listening to The Romance Hour.
Thank you.
love you more. Time now for Ann and Ernie's Song of the Week. I very nearly did switch it from the song that is the Ann and Ernie Song of the Week to that song that we just heard, because I know Ann likes Celine Dion. But in the end, I kept it with the group that I want to play, because I just really like what they do with this song. It's called Somewhere Along the Road, and all I'm going to say is just listen to the voices. Absolutely beautiful. And an early song of the week, Somewhere Along the Road, from Steel Ice Band.
Somewhere along the road, someone waits for me. Beyond these present storms that blow, waiting patiently. No secrets held in an open heart, a spirit that soars over mountains. Somewhere along the road, someone waits for me. Somehow a guiding light always shows the way to those who lose their way by night, searching for the day. A day away from happiness, tomorrow will bring a new sunrise. Somewhere along the road, someone waits for me. Sometime when winds are still, unexpectedly, perhaps beyond this silent hill, a voice will call to me. Raise your eyes to see my world. Raise your voice and sing out. Somewhere along the road, someone waits for me.
Beautiful. It was Steel Ice Band and Somewhere Along the Road. Ann and Ernie, I hope you enjoyed that. That is one of my favorite recordings of all time ever. Want that played at my funeral. And that's how much I like it. All right. Most listeners in Australia are going to leave us after this next song, and I have to confess it's a very short song as well. So if you are leaving us after this, have yourselves a good week and a safe week, and I'll be back next week.
Hushabye, say you alone.
there you go. That was J.D. Souther and Lullaby. It was rather nice, wasn't it? So for everybody that is left, and that includes you and Lightning Ridge, a time for us all now to say goodbye together romantically, and we do it like this. See you next week. Ta-da.
I don't believe she knows you like I do. Your temperamental moody side, the one you always try to hide from me. But I know when you have something on your mind, you've been trying to tell me for the longest time. Before you break my heart in two, there's something I've been trying.